So here we are in the last chapter of Sefer Yetzirah, Mishnah 6. And this is the psicha, the introduction to Mishnah 6. Achrei Yisbira Inim Habris Shehi Rachamim. Back in the first chapter, right at the beginning of the, in the introduction to the second Mishnah of the first chapter, we talked about the meaning of bris, covenant, and where it really comes from, where the words, I mean, the first bris that we discover in the Torah is that God makes a covenant with Noach after the... He says, I'm going to establish a covenant with you and your children. Then there's a physical covenant that he establishes with Abraham. And the thing is that we don't really get a clear idea of where the word comes from and what it's real, what's the significance? Is it just a contract, a social contract? Is it binding something, you know, like an agreement or a choice and so on? Back there we brought the Rabbeinu Bachya, who said in the name of the Ramban that bris really means something that has existed forever, and it is the rachamim, it is the compassion, the mercy flow, like a river of compassion that flows from God to us, and that it precedes everything else. And we talked about how in the second Mishnah it says that there are 10 sefirot, and they are divided into two sets of five, and there's a bris that flows down the middle. So it's not talking about the sefirot of Keter, Tiferet, and Yesod, and Malchus, which are the center column, because it talks about the sefirot split into two sets of five. So then if there's two sets of five, what's flowing down the middle? And we talked about the Ratzona Pashut, the simple desire, and how this is one aspect of the simple desire, if something simple could be said to have different aspects, is this idea of bris, covenant, which is rachamim. And the meaning of covenant is that it cannot be broken by any act that one of the parties does. That's the essence of a covenant. That when two people enter into a covenant, one of them cannot do anything to break it. Nothing that they do, negatively or positively, affects the status of the binding of the covenant. So here, Bo Marchiv O'Inyan, in this Mishnah, we're going to be talking about it in greater length. In the Mishnah Rishon Mavua Eich Hashem Ekya, He Shoresh HaPachad. In the very first Mishnah of the first chapter, we talked about how the name of God, Ekya, which translates as I will be, it's the source of all fear. Because when God talks about the future, then we get caught up in uncertainty. And all our fears spring from uncertainty. So when we turn away from the now and start to contemplate the future, then we are in touch with the gevurot, with the feminine sefirot, and with uncertainty and secrets and mysteries and so on. Ki ein ha'odah mefached el min ha'osid, because the person can only really be afraid of the future. V'hava mina, and I might have thought, shekein hu be'emes, I might have thought that this is the truth. Sheshem ekye hu shoresh hadinim, that God's naming himself, I will be, that means that name is a source of fear. Lefigar bo b'mishnah zu lefarish, so the Mishnah comes here to explain she'enoi kein, that it isn't so. V'hi shem harachamim, and that ekye is actually the name that is associated with the bris, which is the rachamim, the compassion, the ever-flowing stream. V'shiva shemes she'enen m'chokim, and the seven names of God, which are considered, ineffable, or, you know, if we write them down on a piece of paper, we are no longer allowed to treat that paper in a disrespectful way, and to erase those names of God is a sin. There are seven names of God that have that status. Hava mina kulam boim ba'isa koyach. I might have thought that they are all part of that nexus of fear. So here in the Mishnah, we are taught something about the name of God and the essential central name of God. And so, while we're talking about name of God, we also are introduced to the 12 permutations of the name. So the Mishnah says like this: Mishnah Vav, Shloisha. The first level is three. Echad, Echad, Levadoi Oimit. Each one standing alone. Shiva Chalukim. Seven are separated. Shloisha mul Shloish, Shloish mul Shloish. Three opposite three. The Echad Mechriya Beinem, and one in between. Yud Beis Oimdim Bemelchama. 12 stand arrayed for war. Shloisha Oyhavim, three lovers. Shloisha Sonim, three enemies. Shloisha Mechayim, three enliveners. Shloisha Mimsim, and three killers. V'keil Melech Neman, Moshe B'kulan, and God, the trusted king, rules, governs with all of them. Mimoin Kotshoi, from his sacred abode. What does the Mishnah mean? So, the first phrase in the Mishnah is Shloisha, three, Echad Echad Levado Oimed, each one standing alone. So, in the Sefer Aramea, this is note 42, Yesh Shloisha Shemes Harachmim, there are three names associated with the Bris of Rachmim, which is compassion. Kenoidas is well known. Shetchile Yimne V'Yechaven B'Kivun Toiv. So first, if a person wants to have a name in mind, the name of God associated with compassion, so the first thing to do is to have in mind the number 17, which is the gematria of the word toiv, good. Ukeminyan shem hagodoil alef he vov he. So there is a name of God which is sort of a proto name, and that is alef he vov he, which doesn't really have a translation. If you wanted to translate it in the way that we've been talking, you've got the word hevav he in the middle, which means am, present in the present tense, and the aleph is will be am. It's like God saying, I will be am, I will be now, which is a kind of a contradiction, because usually when we talk about I will be, we refer to the future. But it says, Bereshis Bara Elokim, in the beginning God created Es HaShemayim Ve'es HaOretz, the heavens and the earth. So if we look at the four letters at the beginnings of these words, we have Aleph Hey Vav Hey, which is I will be now. It's a kind of a paradox. V'nikri B'Sefer HaZoyah, and this name Aleph Hey Vav Hey is called in the book of the Zoyah Gushpanke. This is the seal, the chosim beishmai va'ara, with which heaven and earth are sealed. I will be now. Ba'achar kach yimna oid me'elu akuf samach b'machshova chof alef. So then, on top of the 17, you count another 21, which is the minion, it's the number, the gematria of the name Ekya Aleph He Yud He, I will be in the future. And then he counts another 26. And then that is the name of Havaya, Yudke Vovke, which means I am, I was, I will be. So these are the three names, Aleph He Vov He, Aleph He Yud He, and then Yud He Vov He, which these are the three that stand alone together. Then there are seven names, which we say Shiva Chalukim, seven separate. And these are the seven names with which the seven Sephirois are crowned, and that's Yudke Vavke, Yudke, Aleph Lamed, Kael, Elikim, Shakai, Adni, and Tzavokos. And then, The Mishnah tells us that these stand three opposite three with one in between deciding. This is note 44. Ki af al pi shetia Hashem hazu oy Hashem hazu boletas. Even though when we're learning Sefer Yetzirah and we're learning about this particular aspect or this particular Sefira, then as we're talking about it, then we have to look at the name of God which kind of sticks out at that time, which is most prominent. Im kol zeh tzarech odom ladas, the person needs to know, ki shem echod machriya beinayim, that really there is one name that is the deciding factor. And we talked about the idea of machriya. Machriya doesn't mean balance, but the machriya means to force the issue. And so there is one name of God that is that powers and overpowers and withstands all the forces that are represented by the other names. Behind the Shem Avaya, that's the Yud Kei Vav Kei, the Tetragrammaton. Bahachro, and it just overpowers all the other names. K'mosh Shanino Le'el, as we learned above. Hainoloi Bahashvo, the idea of Hachro does not mean to equalize, but it means to force to its knees, against its will. So the name Yud Kei Vav Kei has that power. Then, so if we look on page 25, you'll see I've made a diagram of the seven names and how they're associated with the seven laws of Sefirois. So Yud Kei Ka is associated with the Sefira of Chochmah, and Elikim is associated with Gevurah. Kael is associated with Chesed, and Yud Kei Vav Kei is with Tiferes, Shaka is with Yesod, Tzvokos and Adni are Netzach and Malchus. So then the Mishnah tells us Yud Beis Amudim, there are 12 Yud Beis Oimdim, 12 standing. What are the 12 standing? Well, this, see, in one sense, you know, we've learned, we spent chapter 3, 4, and 5 learning about 3, 7, and 12. Right? Here the Mishnah is coming back to look at the 3, 7, and 12 in another way. I think there are three names of God, there are seven names of God, and there are 12 names of God. How are they? So the 12 are the tzirufim. These are the permutations of the letters Yud Kei Vav Kei. Normally, if we had four letters, we would get many more than 12 permutations. But here, because two of the letters are the same, there are two hays, so there are 12 ways of writing these four letters, and each of them is associated with a different month. And the minhag is that when the chazan is repeating the Shmoyne Esre of Musaf on Rosh Chodesh, when he comes to Mikalish Tzro V'Roshei Chodoshim, then we have in mind one of the tzirufim of the Shemos of the month, and each one is associated with a particular verse. And I've made a diagram here in the 12 standing of the 12 the 12 permutations, which of the months they're associated with, and which of the pesukim, which verse they come out of. As if you look at, for instance, if you look at the number one, Yud Kei Vav Kei, written in order, associated with the month of Nisan, and it comes from the verse Yismuchu Hashemayim V'Tagel Haaretz. Iyar is Yud Hei Hei Vav, which comes from Yithalel Hamithalel Haskel V'Yodor. So there are some where the shame comes out of the last letters, there are some where the shame comes out of the first letters, and the verses that were chosen, I mean, you know, this was done in the early Middle Ages by the same rabbis who basically gave us the Masorah, the text of the Torah that we have today. Whether they lived in Tzfat or I'm sorry, whether they lived in Tveria or further north in Halep and Syria, where the Codex comes from, this was the area where they lived, these scholars, and they put together these permutations and obviously they were great Kabbalists, and they had meanings that they had in each one. And I've tried to look at the hints that come in this Mishnah. For instance, it talks about Shloisha Oyhavim, three lovers. So I want to say that the three lovers are the months of Nisan, Sivan, and Av. And I say that because the Pesukim, the verses that were chosen, each have in themselves the idea of connection and connection of heaven and earth, the connection of the pegs in the Mishkan, and so on, and the connection of silence and listening. And then you have Shlosh Sonim, the three enemies, which the permutation of the month of Tammuz, for instance, comes from, if we look at number 4, it says, Ze einenu shover li. And this is a phrase that Haman says, all this is worthless to me. And the last letters are Hey, Vav, Hey, Yud. And according to the Masorah, this is the name of God associated with the month of Tammuz. So he was one of our enemies. And the month of Tishrei is the verse Vayiru Oysel Sore Paroi, and this is number 7, and the servants of Pharaoh saw her, referring to Sarah, and they took her captive, right? And then Kislev, if you look at the month of Kislev, it says, Vayar Yoshev Oretz HaKnani, and the Canaanite who dwelled in the land saw another one of, you know, our enemies. Then it says, Shloshu Mechaim, there are three that give life. And the word Mechaya, we find in the Pesuk, Nechami Vata Mechayas Kulam. So I want to say that this is the Tziruf, that these are the Tzirufim of Iyar, Elul, and Adar. And then Shloisha Mimsim, these are the three that are dying, these are the months of Cheshvan, Teves, and Shvat. And I'd rather just, I felt as I was writing this that needs work. So let's move on to note number 50, Kel Melech Nemon. The notarikon, Kel Melech Nemon, is a notarikon of the word Amen. As we learn in the Gemara, Shabbos, Mai Omen, Omer Reb Chanina, Kel Melech Nemon. What does Kel Melech Nemon mean? Kel, the faithful king. Rashi then, the Gemara says, Kel Melech Nemon, this is how when a person is about to say the Shema and he begins with Kel Melech Nemon, he's saying, he's bearing witness on his creator, that his creator is faithful. That you know, we bear witness on God, that God keeps the faith with us. Moshel Bekula, ruling with them all. Rather, it doesn't say Moshel Alkulam, that God rules with the names, but rather Moshel Alkulam. It doesn't say God rules the names or rules on them, is the ruler over them, but rather Bekulam, with them. As it says, Shemitzaref HaKadosh Baruch Hu Afila Lohoman HaRosha. You see, when we talk about God's dominion over the world, you know, even Pharaoh and even Haman are part of the scheme. You know, nothing that happens in the world, you know, we don't believe in duality. You know, it's like we keep coming back to the difficulty that we have in resolving and reconciling our image of God with all the evil that happens, and why does bad things happen. But you know, the people who put together the Masoretic text, those Dorshei Rishimois who gave us these mnemonics for remembering, you know, Ze'enenu Shoveli Haman says, all this is worthless to me so long as Mordechai, the Jew, is sitting there at the gate and doesn't bow to me and, you know, and sets off this crusade. I don't know what another word would be, but a pogrom. You know, he's decided to rid the world of all the Jews. And Pharaoh also, even though the Haggadah says, Le'goza ela lezchorem, he only wanted to kill the boys, but we know that he was no great friend of the Eden. But you know something? This is not separate from God. This is not, you know, oh, God let it run away from him, and, you know, the evil, you know, this idea that somehow there is an insurrection and that the Lucifer, the Prince of Light, has rebelled against God and has, you know, made it his mission to turn everybody away from, you know, this is not a Jewish idea. There are no shtei rishuyot. There are no two powers in the world. There's only one, and that is God. So even Haman, even Pharaoh are also part of the divine rachamim and the covenant that flows downwards. That's the meaning of Moshe Bekulam, with them all. Mima'oin Kotshoi, from God's holy dwelling place. And we talked that the word Ma'on is like the word Mekom Onato, the place of God's intimacy with us. So let's have a look at Mishnah Zayin. B'derech klal b'sef yitzira, this is the preface to Mishnah 7. Generally in sef yitzira, sida hishtal shel yitzira milmala lamata. Almost every chapter in every Mishnah you find the order of creation and formation and the way God makes the world is downwards, from the top down. Mazbeh eichis pashtaros naposhim memeni yizborach. Generally speaking, the Mishnah is telling us how God's simple desire develops and evolves. And so, how it manifests these ten sefirot from the top, from Keter down to Malchus. V'chof beis oisius, and then the 22 letters, alidei gimel imois, through the three mothers and the seven doubles and the 12 simple letters. Omnum kam b'mishnah seno, but here in our Mishnah, Merames is teaching us Eich Yochel Odom Lizdamo, is how we can be an imitatio Deo Lasis Yitzirim El Mato Lamalo. We can be creative from the bottom up. So, in this Mishnah, as we come to the end of the Seif Yitzira, the Mishnah gives us a way of looking at Yitzira from our point of view, us as creative and procreative. So, I want to introduce here a drosha from the Ramban. There is a book of Droshas Ramban. You know, Ramban is in the 13th century, and almost all the Kabbalah that we have today, whether Ashkenazi or Sephardi, you know, Far East or Far West, everything is really from the Talmidim of the Ramban, and he really is the greatest influence on our Kabbalah. So then the drosha of the Chasana, the Ramban was saying a drosha, I think it was at his own son's wedding. When I came across it, I couldn't really believe how the Ramban was hiding, you know, all his Kabbalistic secrets, and why he would be unloading them there at the wedding in this drosha, at why he chose. But basically the Ramban takes this seventh Mishnah in the sixth Perek, and he talks about his son's wedding. And he says there, V'kol ha'chofetz lahamid toilodois shel kayomo. Everybody who wants to set up everlasting seed, right? Anybody who wants to have children, have a family, and express, I guess, express his genes, right? Everybody who wants to set up something that is going to last forever. In other words, anybody who comes to get married and beget children, yesh li lehisnaig b'derozu. This is the way to go about it. First of all, shelo yiso ish ela alidei chupa v'kiddushin. Person should only marry a woman through the process of chuppah and kiddushin, ubrocha. So there's three things: chuppah, kiddushin, and brocha. So the chuppah is the canopy, the kiddushin is the betrothal, and the brocha is the act of the wedding. Shehem gimel devorim. That's three things, says the Ramban. Shehari I efshe b'lei brocha, because you're not allowed to do anything without a brocha. Shehem amru. The Mishnah says in Kala. Kala b'lei brocha asur lebala kenida. This is right at the beginning. It says a kala without a brocha is forbidden to her husband like a nida. Ushloisha elu al gaba elu hashiva. So the Ramban continues and says these three, the chuppah, the kiddushin, and the brocha, are three which stand on seven. Sheha brochos sheven, because there are sheva brochos, there are seven blessings. V'zayin brochos, and these seven blessings, al gabe yud beis l'shoinos shel simcha sheyesh bebrochas achroina, they rest upon the 12 expressions of joy that we find in the final brocha. V'heim, and what is the expression in the of the brocha in the final? So it says, Asheborosos, v'simchuchos, v'kalo, gilo, rino, ditzo, v'chedvo, avo, v'achvo, v'shulim, v'reyus. So we have joy, celebration, bridegroom, bride, rejoicing, jubilation, pleasure, delight, love, brotherhood, peace, and friendship. And these are 12. So the Ramban has taken our whole Sefer Yetzirah and now brought it into a wedding of a man, an intimacy between a man and a woman, and in order to have an intimacy, in order not for the intimacy, in order to create something that is going to last forever, meaning a family of children and so on, he needs to be done in the way the Sefer Yetzirah is built. It needs to be done with three, with seven, and with 12. Shehen kulan midois nivrois mechakimois ledas habriois. So these 3 and 7 and 12, these are midos, these are characteristics that are created to enlighten the mind of the people who are approaching the wedding. Hamizdavkois, who are making a zivug, a shidduch, umashpiois lehem, simcha, lesameach, atzman. And if it's done this way, then these 3 and 7 and 12 come together in a zivug to pour joy upon the couple. Umisha zocha lisa isha v'likayim mitzvot elu, and somebody who has the merit of marrying a woman and fulfilling these mitzvahs, yokim v'yizke lebonim oizkim b'toyre, will succeed and have the zechus of children who study Torah, u'b'mitzvos u'b'masim tovim. And so he goes on to give the chosen and kala a brocha. But it's clear from, even though he doesn't refer to our Mishnah, but he actually uses these words. What does our Mishnah say? So here we come to Mishnah 7. Echod al gabe sholosh, one on three. V'sholosh al gabe shivo, and three on seven. V'shivo al gabe shnei mosa, and seven on 12. V'kulam adukim zebezeh, and all of them are cleaving unto one another. So the echod, according to the Ramban, refers to the chosen and kala who come together in a zivug, and they have to do it by standing upon the three, which stands on the seven, which stands on the 12, and they are all adukim zebezeh. Note 53. Echad al gabe sholosh. What is the one on top of the three? Hi harotzen shiyel oden rotzen poshit klape hakodesh baruch. What do we mean when we talk about a zivug and a person approaches God, and we want to have the same simple desire for God that God has for us. That is, we want to be in love with God. The Zohar Kodesh says, "V'inun goy rozu demheimenusa." This is like the inside of the mystery of faith. V'salkin ba'arba asvin, and this manifests in these four letters, Ve'inun Asven Deshmo Kadisha Tolibuhu, and these letters are the letters upon which the name of God depends. Ve'iloin Tatuin Tluimbu, and these are the four letters upon which everything above and everything below depends. Ve'tushbach to the Shir Hashirim Tolibuhu, and the whole beauty of the Song of Songs depends on them. Uman Ihu, what are these letters? Aleph He Beis He. Love. So Aleph Hey Beis Hey are really the root of Yud Hey Vav Hey, because the Yud becomes the Aleph, becomes the Yud, right? The one becomes the ten, and the Beis becomes the Vav. They're interchangeable. The Inun Resicho Elo, and these letters Aleph Hey Beis Hey, these are the divine passion. And these are the connection, the love, the binding together, and the wholeness of everything. That's the letters Aleph Hey Beis Hey, Ahava, love. That's the Zohar. So I want to say, Ritzoyne HaPoshet Shel Odom, a person's simple desire, Zeh Sheyesh Loi Rotzoyin Toiv V'Ahava, this, a person has simple desire, goodwill. A person wants God, not for something that God could do to him, but just, you know, you have feelings for God, you have love for God. He shoyrish hachefetz, that is the source of the desire. Lahamit toilodos kedivrei Ramban, that's the source of the desire that the Ramban is talking about. B'psich samishne. Why does a person want to set up children? Why does a person want to set up a family? What is it that drives us to want to that drives us to want to procreate, but not just to procreate, but to set up something that's going to live forever? That's you know, scientists will tell us, well, it's just our DNA, you know, replicating itself, just obeying the urge, the natural urge. But what we're saying here, that ratzon ha-poshut, that simple desire that flows from God to us, flows from us to God also. And that is responsible for many of the choices that we make. V'hi chefetz Avram Avinu shehoy lo yizborach nachas ruach bo'olam. What did Avraham want? Avraham wanted God to have pleasure in the world. She's gadu viskalish merab, right? He said, Rabboni Shalom, all I want is everybody should know you. I want you to be famous. I want you to be the greatest. I want everybody to recognize you. B'chinas chazda Avraham Avinu, that's the meaning of Avraham's chesed. We said, what's the meaning of chesed? Chosid is amis chesed im koine, somebody who wants to do something for God. Shekol shifrosu megamosoi, Avram's entire life is ambition and his goals. Or Yerak lezeh sheyigal HaKadosh Baruch Hu malchusoi uchvoido HaKol Olam kulei. He only wanted God to reveal his majesty. Kamo shepirashnu le'el perek aleph mishnah vav, as we explained above in the first chapter, the sixth mishnah. That is the motive force that stands underneath all our desire to procreate. It stems from our love for God. As Isaiah says, this is the what heaven and earth depend on. It's God's passion, and it flows through us. And we also want to create that way. So that's the Echad, the one on the three. Shlosh al gab shiva, three on seven. What are the three? We can understand the one. What's the three? Ha'iki alidei avoso shiyizkalishem shemaim. Here we have to come back and mention again, you know, Rebbe Lemelech that we talked about last week, which was really painful and challenging and demanding. What did Rebbe Lemelech say? That through a person's love for God, you can have a desire shiyizkalishem shemaim b'shloshim mekoymos, that God be sanctified in three places, beteli vegalgal velev, right? In the quiver, in the teli, in the cycle, and in the heart. B'mesiris nafshoi, with the person's selflessness. by jumping into the fires we talked about in the fourth Mishnah. V'zeh pirusha Ramban, so this is the meaning, the Ramban says a person should not marry a woman, not go into that zivug, el alidei chupa v'kiddushin ibrocha, only through chupa, kiddushin ibrocha, the canopy, the betrothal, and the blessing, which are the three things. So these are the three. Now, the chupa that the Ramban was talking about, hu inyan rishon, that was the first thing. We learn in Isaiah, it says, ki al kol kovoit chupa. And on all the glory there will be a chupa, a canopy. And Rashi says, ki al kol kovoit, on all the glory ha'omulahem that is told to them, tehei chupa shetechoyfev shechinosi aleim, God says, on everything that I'm going to do for you, I'm going to put a canopy, I'm going to be there on top of you. V'sheva chupos yesh kan, and Rashi says that in Isaiah there are seven chupos, seven levels of chupa, onon v'oshon, there's cloud, smoke, noiga, light, esh, fire, lohova, flames, chupa, the canopy, and shechina. Finally, there's shechina. V'hi ha'b'china sh'mevula b'tzetel kutin, so I want to say that this is what the Rebbe Lemelech, this corresponds to what Rebbe Lemelech was talking about when he said that at every time, every moment a person is not doing something, they have to be ready to fulfill their mitzvah to sanctify the name of God, or that God be sanctified within the Jewish people, and he should imagine and in his mind that he's jumping into this fire for the sake of God, and breaking his own taiva, his own negir to himself, a person's bias. And why? Because somebody who wants to be connected to God has to be ready at all times to die for God. So these are the chuppas zayin, these are the seven chuppas, the seven canopies, onon, oshon, noiga, esh, lahovo, the fire, the smoke, the light, the flame, and so on, and the shechina itself. Kepirish Rashi. As choyfif olav chuppas shechinose, and then in turn, you know, if we are prepared, then God is prepared to do the same back for us and protect us with the chuppah day and night. Then the second thing the Ramban said was kiddushin, the betrothal. So the betrothal that the Ramban talks about, this is the second thing that the Rebbe Lemelech was talking about. And he said that when a person is saying Kriyas Shema in the first broch of Shemina Esra, a person should have in mind that what? That if all the nations of the world were to come and torture him to death for the sake of abandoning his faith in the oneness of God, then he would rather do that rather than admit any split in the unity of God. And this is how a person fulfills his obligation to say the Shema. So what I want to say is that this is the inyan of Hare At Mekudeshes Li, when we say, you know, you are sanctified to me, you are betrothed to me, you are holy to me. Li, what, you know, in Parshas Truma says V'yikhu Li, and the Medrash says and Rashi says, what does it mean Lishmi, for my name? Leman Shmoy Ba'ahava, for the sake, in the Shemini Esra we say Leman Shmoy Ba'ahava, for the sake of God's name with love. That's the meaning of V'nikdash Li B'sech B'nei Yisrael. God says, now you got to sanctify my name inside you. A person has to be ready to jump into the fire to sanctify the name of God inside himself. That's the meaning of Hareat Mekudeshes. Li Lishmi, mamish, for my name. And then the third thing the Ramban said was Brocha. And this refers back again to what Rebbe Lemelech was saying, that when a person is eating or enjoying intimacy or sex with his wife, then as soon as he starts to feel the pleasure, then he has to bear in mind that the pleasure is what it is. But it would be even more pleasurable if this somehow could be turned into the sanctification of the name of God, and through, you know, the torture and jumping in the fire, and that would be even a greater pleasure. And Rabbeinu Shlomo, I want you to know that I would have even more pleasure than I'm having now if I could die for you. This is what the third thing that Rebbe Lemelech demanded. Right? So I want to say, So I want to say that she'afilu hoy choytven. This is what Rebbe LeMelech is saying. This is the meaning of bracha. If we look down at the bottom of page 29, this is actually the second paragraph. I bring here from the Tilas Yaakov, who was a Turkish Kabbalist, 18th, 17th century. He brings there, the Tilas Yaakov takes common rituals that we're familiar with and gives them a Kabbalistic twist or a slant and explains them in the light of the Kabbalah of the Ari. So he talks about the Nisuyin the Chasana, a wedding. He says, "Akoinis b'loy brocha b'klal anlenim in oilem hazeh b'loy brocha." Somebody who marries a woman without the brochos, it's like any other thing that we're forbidden to have pleasure from the world without a brocha, right? "Shegoiz l'ovi ve'imoy," he's stealing from his father and mother, "kedrushas ha'gemora." "Kal anlenim in oilem hazeh," the Gemara says in brochas, anybody who benefits from this world without making a blessing, it's like stealing from God and from the Jewish people. And that's like from his father and from his mother. So the Tilas Yaakov says, so somebody who marries a woman, afim tovla, even if she went to the mikveh, he's stealing from God. If he marries her without without the chasana, without the chup and the brochas. V'sheninu, and we learned in the beginning of Masechta Kala, b'loy brocha, asura lebala kenida, that a kala without the brochas is forbidden to a husband like in need of a hatam. Ki kemoshe bizman nidosa eino ish bebesoi. Just when a woman is menstruating, so then the man is not there. Ki kitzor ametza mehishtora lekabal isho ba'ala v'reos soidon. Because it's what is happening, it's not big enough to allow the intimacy, to allow the zivug of the man and the woman and God all together in this process of procreating. V'az ein brocha sharis. So if a man is separated from his wife, so then there's no brocha. Ki ein odam sholin, because he's not whole. She's not whole without him. He's not whole without her. V'ein mis yachdim ki im bebrocha. So they only come together with a brocha. So, just as a man and a woman can't be together when she's menstruating, so the man and the woman can't come together without the sheva brochas. So long as the brochas haven't been brought down from heaven, there can't be a zivuk. Veda, ki hayedid nikrikol. So this is all the Tilas Yaakov saying. He says, the Yedid, the beloved, is called everything. The Hakala and the bride, he hey achroino, she's the final hey in the letter, in the four letter name of God, right? So Yud Kei Vav refers to God, and hey refers to the Shechino, or Knesset Yisrael, or the Kala, the bride. Ubischabe tzaddik in tzaddik, so when the tzaddik and the tzedek, when the sephiris of Tiferes and Malchus are joined together, nikras kala, because the word kol and the letter hey come together, and she's complete. V'har miteres lebala, and so she becomes permitted to her husband. Ki nimshechu aleo mei habrech olyonim, because the waters from the big pool above are now flowing into her, because the word bracha, the word brecha, the word for blessing and the word for pool are the same, because our brocha, when we make a brocha, when we bless God and give everything back to God, then the source, so like if I'm holding an apple in my hand and I'm about to eat it, now if I make a brocha and essentially I say, God, this is yours, then there flows into it a brecha from the brecha olyona, from the great pool of shefa, of abundance, starts to flow down into the apple. Then when I eat it, I'm connecting with that. So when the chosn and the kala come together with the brocha, then there flows into their union the abundance that comes from the brecha elyona. And just as Knesset Yisrael, just as God and the Jewish people, when they come together, there flows down. So with the man and the wife, when they come together, there flows this tremendous river of abundance. Because it is in the image of the divine. So this is everything that the Toilas Yaakov says. So now, if we go back to what the Ramban said, Hasheva Brocha Sheizka Ramban, so the seven blessings that the Ramban was talking about, Him Hasheva Sheba Mishnah Seinu, this is the seven that's been referred to in our Mishnah. Shom b'sefer Toilas Yaakov mefarash Hasheva Brocha al Pisot. So there, going back to the Toilas Yaakov, he also refers to these seven brochas, and he says like this, Brocha Rishayna Boire Priya Gofen. The first blessing, we say, Blessed are you, God, who makes the fruit of the vine. So this is Soida Yain Amasameh Likim Anoshim. This is the secret, the mystery of wine that gladdens the heart of God and man. Ve'ez Oiris Hasimcha Boil of Mitzadakavura, and because wine is red, it's associated with the feminine, with blood and joy and the source of Simcha that flows from the left side. V'hayayinu oise peri, and it's the wine that creates that has fruit. V'etzachayim oise pri, and the tree of life makes fruit. His aror is there with this arousal that comes from the wine. V'gefen zois nutelas hakoil, and this vine takes everything. V'oise katsir kamoineta, and then it makes a planting. Lefikach brocha rishon al hayayin, therefore the first blessing is on the wine, because the way we grow vines is that we take a cutting from a vine and we plant it and then we grow another vine, and this is how the divine operates. Brocha shnia, the second of the seven blessings, chosen kala, we say shakoy bore lechvoidoy, blessed are you God, you created everything for your glory. So this is the soid of the omed sholav olam omed, this is the secret of the pillar, the column upon which the whole world stands. V'nikra koil, shehu klal hakoil. So, as we mentioned above, there's the word koil, everything, and then there's the hay that is attached to it, and koil becomes kala. But the word koil represents yesod, the sphere of yesod. We say, l'cho Hashem agdula gvura tferes v'nei zavhoid ki koil. So you've got the six spheres, and then you've got Kichol, everything, because in Yesod, in the sexual, everything, our whole personality becomes focused and is kind of squeezed into our sexual expression, and so the sphere of Yesod is called Koil, is called everything. So that brocha, the second brocha, is Baruch Hashem Hakoil Bara Lechvoide. So you created Koil, which is the sphere of Yesod, for your glory. Who soida bris, and this is the secret of the bris, she soida chibur toliboy, which the secret of connection and sex and intimacy depends on the bris. So the word koil is associated with the bris. Vuhu mekabel shemen haboy lov mimasha olav, and this is what receives the oil that is poured down upon it from above. La'as is peres begefen ahi, which flows into that gefen, which flows into that vine. Ukva yedatu ki hashemen atoiv yoyred mehamoyach. This good oil that flows downwards flows down from the mind, derech ut hashedro el amor, through the spinal cord to the penis. Umisham be'er sheva, and there it flows out in the seven fonts. V'zeis oiris hayamin ki ein peral misham. This is all the Toilas Yaakov toying, and so from there, this is the arousal of the right side, because it's only the right side that bears fruit. Hasmoil ma'ira simcha. So the left side arouses the joy, and the right side goyim apula finishes the act. And then the left and the right become included within one another. And this is the mystery of a person when he is whole. And that's why the third broch is Yotze Ha'odam, you create man. Ish Yoshev Ha'olam, this is the man who dwells in the tents, which of course refers to Jacob. Machri Arishan, he's the very first decider. Habriach Hatichem B'Toch HaKroshim, he's the central column which runs through all the others. Mavriach Min HaKotze La Kotze, which refers to the the pole that slid through all the 100 through all the 50 boards of the Mishkan, and there was like a hole that ran through them, and there was one pole that ran all the way from one end to the other, even though it had to turn in a U-shape, and that refers to Jacob. For who ha'adam ha'godol, so this is the bracha, yoitzer ha'adam, you created the man. Bracha revius, the fourth blessing of the Sheva brachas, asher yotzer ha'adam, b'tzalmoy, who created man in his image, soida omid ha'yemini yochin, this refers to the right-hand column, which stood outside the temple, and this one was the one that was called yochin. Hamechil haman habo migivas alavoina, and this is what prepares the manna that comes down from heaven. V'shoicho el oretz atachtoin, and throws it down to the world underneath. Pnei Yehoshua ke pnei levona, and the face of Joshua is like the face of the moon. So here the Tolas Yaakov is giving us little individual remazim, hints to whole sections of the Kabbalah that we could come back here and just take out each of his phrases. Mechin Aman, prepares the man, Abom Migivas Alavoina, that comes from the mountain of spices. Lavoina is like Lavana, and so on. There are too many allusions here to really follow each one. Brocha Chamishis, the fifth of the Sheva Brochas. Soistosis V'Sogel Ho'akoro, let the barren city be jubilant and joyful at her joyous gathering of children. Bekibbutz v'neo l'soicha b'simcho. So what is this referring to? The Akeres Abayis. Who is the barren woman? This refers to Rochel the younger, who is the mainstay of the house. Bekibbutz v'neo, when her children are gathered, me'ab kamfis oretz b'soid amud ha'smoili boyaz, and this is the left-hand column. You know, when Solomon built the temple, the first temple, outside the sanctuary there were two columns, freestanding columns. One was called Yochin and the other was called Boaz. So he said that the right-handed column represents that flow of manna that comes down from the highest place to the earth. Whereas he's saying now that the left-hand column refers to the ingathering of the children of Rochel from all the four corners of the earth, and so it's like a reverse flow coming together. The right-hand column comes down and flows outwards to spread, whereas the left-hand column represents everything coming together from all the corners of the world and flowing back upwards. And Ashaloi Ho'oiz V'Hagvura, and that refers to the tremendous power of God bringing everything back together again. Umizchabe Ma'omid Ayemini, so then the right-hand column and the left-hand, Yochin U'Boaz, are joined, Lekabetz Nefutzim, to gather all the sparks, Lachnisam Bein Birkayim, and to bring them together between the knees, so to speak, of God. Soid Lemude Hashem, this is the mystery of God's students, God's Talmidim. You know, the child stands there in between the legs of the Rebbe. V'hatam sheshtei arovoi shebelulav einam oisim pri, and this is the reason that the two aravot, the two willow twigs in the lulav, don't give fruit. Aval kibbutz habonim hu perish lehem, because the children themselves that come together, these are the fruits. V'ein mishi oire kibbutz habonim aloem kiim aneviim, and the only ones who can arouse God to bring back their children to their mother are the prophets. And this is the two pillars, refers to the prophets, Netzach and Hoyd, the Sefirs of Netzach and Hoyd. And this is also what the two Badei Arova, the two branches, the two twigs of the willow in the Lulav represent. And even though they don't give fruit, but they represent the bringing back together of the children, which is itself the ultimate fruit. Brocha Shishis, the sixth of the brochas, is Sameach to Samach Reim Ahuvim, rejoice, surely the lovers, the friends. So Mokem Hareus Vahasimcha Vahachva Hu Yisoidah Shel Olam, the place where joy and friendship and brotherhood and fraternity and so on, everything comes together. Ulamikol chemdas Yisrael, all this comes together in the joy and the desire of Israel. V'tzadik v'tzedek shneireim ahuvim, and tzadik and tzedek, the sefiras of Tiferes and Malchus, and Tiferes and Yesod and Malchus, these are the two lovers who cannot be separated or don't want to be separated. Zeh doidi v'zeh rei, this is my lover, this is my friend. Ve'enim nifrodim zeh mizeh, they don't want to be separated from one another. Shnei aforim to'om etzvir, and they're like two two fawns, like twin gazelles that graze among the lilies, a quote from Shir HaShirim. And this is Sameach to Samach Reim Ahuvim, and again it represents the sephiros of Tiferes and Yesod and Malchus, which are drawn to one another from opposites like a man and a woman. And finally, Brocha Shvius, the seventh Brocha, He HaMa'amedes HaKoil U'Memenu Mizbarchim Kolam Oiris, this is what establishes all the other ones, and it's from the seventh Brocha that all the light flows. V'hi Klal Asor Ma'amores, and this is the bringing together of all the ten sayings of God when He created the world. And what is it? These are the 12 expressions that Nachmanides referred to, Borososo in Simcha, Choson, Kalo, and so on. And so we had Shiva Gabashne Moso, this is note 55. Soso in Simcha, Choson, Kalo, Gilo, Rino, Ditzu, Chedvo, Ava, Achva, Sholem, Vereus. There's 12 expressions of joy. Adukim, the word Adukim, Zebuzeh, when it says in the Torah, Yidbak Hashem Bechor, God will make cling to you. The Targum is Yidbak, is Ya'adik. All right. So we will stop here.